After surging to record levels around the city of Fargo, the Red River that separates North Dakota from Minnesota is making a slow retreat. The question now is, can levees protect against new bad weather to come? NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Typically, the Red River flows at about 4 miles per hour, but now it's much faster. Take a listen. That rush of water is about 3 times faster than the river's normal flow, and it has officials here concerned. North Dakota Governor John Hoeven says even if the river is receding, the sustained pressure of the floodwaters could erode vulnerable dikes.
We feel more encouraged, but we have to continue the effort. Right here, it's making sure we maintain the flood protection.
Especially, says Hoeven, while the Red River is still many feet over its 18-foot flood stage. The helicopters that flew overhead yesterday while the governor stood on a thick clay dike in Fargo's River Valley neighborhood are part of that protection. National Guard Major General David Sprincinetic says the Guard used the helicopters to lower huge one-ton sand balloons in strategic locations in the Red River Swift Current, including the area near a Lutheran school, which was flooded after the river breached a dike.
So it is critical that we're able to do this. It's just another resource, another tool available to us that allows us to quickly respond to a situation.
In River Valley, residents come back during the day to check on their homes. This is one of the areas where Fargo officials had ordered a mandatory evacuation. Courtney Clayton says sump pumps keep his house dry. That, along with the massive dike surrounding the houses here. He likes the idea of the super sandbags, but he agrees with city officials who say residents in the Fargo-Moorhead area still can't rest easy.
This river particularly is way too unpredictable. You could have a crest, you could have a double crest. You're going to have snow melt down south that's going to feed the tributaries that come into the Red River, so we're... You know, those of us that live on it, we're fully expecting it to come back up again.
That's a sentiment that many share here and why they continue to fight the possibility of more flooding.
Try to keep the bags. That really helps.
Hundreds of people in the Fargo-Moorhead area showed up yesterday at the Fargo Dome to fill sandbags.
We're putting out here about 12,000 sandbags an hour.
Jerome Miller was running the 24-hour round-the-clock operation.
We got in the street sweeper to keep the dust down. We got the air reversed, and the people are so willing.
The arena was full of mounds of sand, bags, pallets, and trucks ferrying out sandbags being filled by hundreds of volunteers. Lee Vigilant, a professor at Minnesota State University at Moorhead, was stacking sandbags on pallets, working alongside a number of his students.
Half of the Moorhead side was evacuated on Thursday, and I live about a mile away from the evacuated section, so it's personal, you know, but it's also to doing my civic duty.
11-year-old Matthew Bookhouse urged his father to come to the Fargo Dome.
School is out. They're using the gyms for evacuation places, so got nothing to do.
His father, Bill Buckhouse, says he'd met so many people from other places who'd come to help.
Here, I'm only 20 miles away. I'd be ashamed not to be here.
Fargo officials say it's this sort of human coordination, along with contingency dikes and high-level alerts, that's made the fight against the Red River successful. It's a fight they say must continue until the Red River drops well below the record flood levels it set. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Fargo.